Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
105.3 The Fan.
Appreciate that. Final segment of the program right here on Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. We got Blake Elliott, the Phenom in the Hazy, as always. We got the one, the only, Jet Nelson making his Fan After Dark, a.k.a. first time ever going solo producer debut tonight. And doing yeoman's work tonight, my friend. Doing yeoman's work tonight.
Getting it done.
And then, of course, the one, the only, Khaki Kev, holding it down with us as well. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. All right, so we are doing the top five places we'd like to go visit, courtesy of the Phenom, Blake Elliott, because he will be going to Greece on Saturday. Looking forward to that for him. And so just recapping, my number 5, 4, and 3, China, Barranquilla, Colombia, and Jerusalem are my 5, 4, 3. Yours, Khaki Kev?
California, Atlanta, and Paris.
Okay, and you are at number 3. Go ahead and recap 5 and 4 for us.
Canada and Switzerland.
Okay, and by the way, did you know that you already had some folks chime in?
Shout out to them
as well.
With the Vancouver poll.
There you go.
I love doing deep dive research before I travel to a place to figure out what's the best. I get my vibe. Shout out to ChatGPT. Kind of helped me plan my Greece trip. I tell it my vibe.
Of course it did.
What I want to accomplish, and it says, hey, here's the spots to hit. Here's the must-see spots. Here's the island to go to, and puts me on game. My number 3. Now, this is one that I've been wanting to do for a long time. The Scotland-Ireland combo.
Okay.
If you don't know, Blake is Irish, so seeing my native town in Ireland would be cool. And then also Scotland, a big fan of just kind of their castles and the deep. I don't really know what the word for it is, but if you've ever seen Secret Millionaire or Traitors, kind of I don't know the word to describe it, with the big castles.
Medieval
maybe, but it's not like scary, but it's just but it's got greenery everywhere. It's super large areas. It's beautiful over there. There's not a lot of stuff you see in America. Pretty much the complete opposite of America. I'm a big fan of that kind of vibe and viewpoints, and there's mountains in the background and beautiful water. So Scotland and Ireland for me is right next to each other, like an hour, so that would be my number 3.
I like that
for sure.
I like that.
And then that takes me to my number 3. I had New York 5, Iceland 4, and then 3. Fred, I'm curious to see how you feel about this one, Nebraska. So I will say that
would be far off place.
That is where the Nelsons come from. I know you're a Kansas guy.
Yes.
We come from the Cornhuskers.
But where did you guys come from before that, though?
Oh, like Ireland. Not too positive. I know Nebraska. I don't know where the rest
of us
come
from. We don't know where the Nelsons came from before they got to Nebraska.
I've heard of Sweden before being mentioned in our family history.
Okay.
But maybe
I can see you giving off Swedish vibes.
Swedish. 100%. Blonde hair a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you want to go back to Nebraska?
We go every summer. So I'm just telling you, I'm just going to tell you about how good it is.
I think Jess just named places he's been.
I just wanted to shout out the hometown.
It just gets a bad rap.
I'm starting to wonder, Jet, now I'm starting to wonder, you know, because I was starting to question the training you got. But I'm starting to question your comprehension level. Because I thought we made it pretty clear what this top five was, places you wanted to visit.
My hometown, mom's crib.
I just thought, like, top five places to go.
I'm going to go to my 25th year high school reunion. Looking forward to that. Oh, wait. I've been out of high school for 30 years, so forget that. Forget I said that. It's already passed.
The Target down the street. Great deals.
Never mind. Never mind. I've spoken too soon.
So on the fly, what's a spot that you want to go to? You don't got to worry about the
place.
Order.
Give us another place.
Oh, just places I haven't been to?
Well, give us a place you'd like to visit.
Place
if you've
like
noticed, we've all three done places we haven't been to
Never
yet.
Been to Miami. Never been there.
There we go.
Jet at 11 Club in Miami. Get him on a yacht.
Just the Cuban food, the culture.
You and Walter Clayton. He too wanted to go to Miami. So, okay.
I think we're starting
to get the gist of this segment. So have you been to number two already as well?
And number one.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to go ahead and scratch those out.
Okay.
And come up with two that you haven't been to that you want to go to.
Okay.
All right. Did you write your own vows?
I did, yeah. Yep.
I want you to bring those in the next time you do our show.
I can do that.
We know we did not follow the haiku.
I want you. It's been a hell of a night for Jet Nelson.
I probably broke the word limit.
It has been a hell of a night. Where did you go? What college did you graduate from?
University of Texas at Arlington.
Okay.
That could be why.
What's the acceptance rate there?
Close to like 75, I think.
Is it higher than UNT's?
It might be. I mean, they're like, well, engineering school.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, you didn't go. You didn't go to engineering school, did you?
No, bro. Okay. That would
all the engineer students like
communication department. That's
UTA,
why
the UTA engineering department's like, listen, that producer you guys have on your show.
That's not for
We gotta have a love for Jet Nelson. All right, come up with those two. We'll circle back to you, as the kids say. All right, number two, Blake Elliott.
My number two, and I'm gonna do. Can I do a 2A, 2B?
You're saying honorable
mention. Look, at this point. Whether you've been there or not, doesn't matter.
These places are super far away from each other. Two completely different vibes, but with you as well, I Jerusalem. Okay. Let's get the history
let's
in
go.
There.
Let's go. Let's go.
I want to see it all.
Let's do
Give
it.
Give me in Bethlehem.
Let's do it.
And then just touristy vibes. I love watching anime. Give me Tokyo. Give me in Japan. I want to see all the vibes. I want to get into. And I've been seeing videos all the time on my.
We can meet up because I'm going to be in China.
Yeah.
So while I'm in China, you're in Japan. Yes. You know, let's meet halfway in Taiwan.
No, I'm going to do Japan before I'm 30.
No, absolutely.
That definitely seems like a French trip. Like a lot of people.
Which, by the way, you're still closer to 21 than you are to 30. So you got a little bit of time.
Yes. I would love to just ingratiate. That's one where I'd want to be there a while.
Yeah.
Ingratiate myself in a culture.
You need to watch the movie, and since you know you're a single man now.
Yeah.
A good first or second date, man. You don't want to watch a movie on a first date.
Bullet Train?
No. That movie's terrible.
What? No.
I watched 10 minutes of it. I was like,
bad
awful.
Take.
It's a Bill Murray movie. Why can't I think of it? Lost in Translation.
Okay.
A dynamite. Scarlett Johansson. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, number two.
My number two, this would be no surprise to people who are really close to me. Give me visiting the Monegasque, going to Europe, going to Monaco.
Okay.
And you already know why.
Yeah, because you're an F1
nerd.
That's a great pick.
By the way, the reason why I said Lost in Translation, because the movie's based in Japan.
Let's do it.
Okay. And I think you, of all people, would like that movie.
Okay.
But I did have Tokyo my honorable mention, so maybe I'll just
throw
that on
too.
There.
Yeah. I like that too.
So we all had a little Tokyo, Japan,
we
China
to do.
Vibe.
Tokyo Drift, absolutely.
Tokyo Drift.
Some knockoff Jordans or something.
Absolutely, we're buying knockoff Jordans.
We're going to be on the street vendors. Crazy.
Yeah, we are.
Down the street.
I'm going to do 2A, 2B in honor of Blake Elliott, and just because I left this off my list and I got to add to it. 2A, Wales.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ooh,
because that's where the original Fred Davis is from.
There you go.
Okay,
so we all kind of put our where we're from.
Absolutely,
I don't know where I'm from. So, I got to do that.
So you and Jet,
apparently you and Jet are from.
I got to do a 23andMe.
No idea, and I don't know if I would go that route.
What did he say?
He said 23andMe. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
So how do I know where I'm from?
Well, ask your dad.
Ask your parents. 23
years old. I think I have some Native American heritage somewhere.
That doesn't everybody. I think I'm part Cherokee, actually.
I can say it.
I can say it.
Say what, Blake? Say what?
I'm a Navajo. No, here's why I wouldn't do the 23andMe. Seriously. Because which group was? I think it was 23andMe went bankrupt. Yeah. And here's the thing. You've now given all your information, literally all of it, and you don't know who's going to buy it and what they're going to do with that information.
Right? Didn't they already sell it?
Oh, I think they're when you go through bankruptcy, you're trying to reorganize and what have you.
Sell to Red Lobster.
But they came out of bankruptcy, right? But not everybody does. So, it's one thing to question whether or not you'll ever get a cheddar biscuit again. It's another question as to whether or not where your personal information is getting divvied up and handled out to. So just something to think about. All right. My number two was 2A was Wales. 2B, Beirut. All right. Want to see what's going on in Lebanon. All right. Okay. While you know what I'm saying? Oh, we're getting down. We're doing a whole Middle East tour.
I was going to say, you're very Middle East based.
Oh, yeah.
On
no. We're going to the motherland. And then number one for me, Dubai. All right, I've always wanted to go to Dubai. Yeah. I am fascinated by it. I'm just fascinated by the Middle East. We'll hit Qatar. Luckily, we'll make sure Iran and everybody's calmed down before I go over there.
I'll be in the Middle East. My plane has a layover in. Oh my gosh, I just forgot the name of
UAE, United Arab Emirates.
I wish.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Ooh, Istanbul?
Istanbul, there you go.
Okay,
That's exactly where it is.
Turkish women.
I'm good,
Turkish
right?
Turkish women.
I'm good, right? As far as...
What, in Istanbul? What are you talking about?
I'm good in Istanbul, right?
Well, I mean, you're not leaving. You're just going to go from one end of the airport to the other.
Yeah.
How long's your layover?
The first one's just an hour. I think the second one's a little bit lengthier coming back.
You're fine, dude. It's Istanbul.
I know that. Mom was a little weary. I said, I think I'm good.
No, you guys are fine.
We're not going into the town and staying for a week.
No, Istanbul. No, man. Istanbul. Like I said,
it's a huge airport. It's one of the bigger international airports.
No, it absolutely is. And I want to say it got bombed, and I'm not trying to...
That's what I just said. I want to say it's one of the main targets. No, don't say
I want to say the threat level has died down, but just head on a swivel while you're there.
Now boarding turtle. Oh, my God.
Oh, fortune favors the bold. What?
Blake and Kim, your flight will be delayed. That's right. We do have a B-2 bomber.
I dated a Turkish gal once, but she since blocked me. Anyway, that's another story for another day. All right, you're number one.
My number one is via probably on a boat of some sort, maybe a cruise. Possibly more likely a cruise. I don't know why I said boat. Bahamas. I'd like to go to the Bahamas.
Okay.
That's cruise 101 right there. The Bahamas. Yeah. Yep. A lot of them, you'll hit that. That'd be a fun spot. There
almost went a couple years ago.
It's never too late. It's never too late. Are you going to shave your face before you go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Or shave your chin?
I'll shave my face.
Please do. Please do.
And then in honor of Jet, I will throw on my honorable mention. I do want to visit my bed at some point this week.
If it's that rare, yeah. This guy.
All right,
like Jet, he has been there before. So
I have
there is that. Not your bed, but.
Whoa!
We got about a minute before we gotta get here. Anyway, my number one, I'm finishing my European tour. Give me France and Italy, hitting up Chateau.
I like it.
Getting on the wine, getting on the Amalfi Coast. Finishing it up.
And then me going for redemption.
Two and a one. Let's go.
Washington, D.C. and Alaska.
There
so Washington, D.C., get your history in, learn something. Alaska, get the trout fishing going. I don't know if I got the redemption.
Jet Nelson, I'll tell you what, my man. I don't think we could have asked for a more unceremonious start to your 105.3 The Fan career. And I'm glad.
Have,
and you know
I wouldn't
what?
Have changed it either.
I'm glad I was here for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You will forever, whatever your career takes you in the radio business, you will forever remember your first night of producing.
It started
when
with
Cooper Flagg. Boy, I'll tell you what a night, and yep. It ended with top five. What a night it's been. Shout out to our boy Mike Babbo from the Picked Off Podcast. But more importantly, shout out to all you Tolos, Fatties, and everybody else that tuned in tonight.
Love you guys.
What a program it has been. I'm over here shouting out like I got 30 seconds. It's 56:35. Is that what you told
yes,
me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but we got a minute. Let's calm down. I was getting ready to, run this thing down.
Give him some audio.
Let's see. Hey, play our favorite audio real quick. And try to play one, but hey, if all three of them come out at the same time, well.
Redemption arc right here, Jay.
That's it. We got a minute.
Oh, I don't know if it's on the YouTube. Oh, hold on.
YouTube?
He doesn't
That's
know what
it was on earlier.
There. Just at this point, just play anything.
Not that.
No, not a music. He literally played
track
anything.
His decline. It's from low to lower.
Oh, no.
And then there are days like today.
Okay. Right. Okay, go ahead and just go ahead and turn it off. Just go ahead and turn it off. I told him to play anything, and he said, okay, hold my beer.
What was that?
I think that was a commercial. I don't know. I don't know
political.
If anybody knows.
I don't know. YouTube just kept going.
I don't know.
It was Nico once upon a time.
There's no telling. Look. Shout out to Leah McNeely's mother, who got quite a bit of airtime tonight as
Dylan
well.
Dylan Harper's mom.
Big shout out to our boy Khaki Kevin for coming in clutch tonight. Shout out to the one, the only, Mr. Jet Nelson for his inauspicious debut.
Cooper Flagg!
Great stuff from the Phenom. I'm Fred Davis. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.